Republicans have made anti-Catholicism charges against Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. That ripped apart whatever small remnant of accommodation was left on the committee. It also seems to seal the fate of the appeals court nomination of Alabama Attorney General Richard Pryor to a fatal filibuster. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The seed for the Catholic controversy was planted last month at Pryor's confirmation hearing when the Republican chairman of the committee, Utah's Orrin Hatch, despite Democratic objections, for the first time in memory asked this question.
What is your religious affiliation?
I'm a Roman Catholic.
Are you active in your church?
I am.
At the hearing, Democrats asked Pryor, an outspoken abortion opponent, about his views. He did not back away from previous statements that he views the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision as an abomination. He said that the decision had resulted in, quote, the slaughter of millions of innocent unborn children, but he maintained that nonetheless he could protect a woman's right to an abortion. Democrats expressed skepticism. Then this week, ads began running in newspapers in Maine and Rhode Island, picturing a giant courthouse door with a sign on it that reads, Catholics need not apply. Yesterday, radio ads began running, too.
But some in the U.S. Senate are attacking Bill Pryor for having deeply held Catholic beliefs to prevent him from becoming a federal judge. Don't they know the Constitution expressly prohibits religious tests for public office?
The ads were paid for by the Committee for Justice, a group that President Bush's father and nephew have raised money for, and by the Ave Maria List, an anti-abortion group. Now, what's perhaps most interesting about the ads is that they're targeted at the 9 Judiciary Committee Democrats, 4 of whom are Catholic, including the ranking Democrat Patrick Leahy, who by yesterday was in a quiet rage.
This smear is a lie. It depends upon the silence of others to survive.
But Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions said the Vermont senator, quote, protested too much.
The doctrine that abortion is not justified for rape and incest is Catholic doctrine. It is the position of the Pope and it is the position of the Catholic Church in unity. So are we saying that if you believe in that principle, you can't be a federal judge? Is that what we're saying? And are we not saying then good Catholics need not apply?
This is disgusting.
That last remark was from Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin.
Mr. Chairman, first I want to express my gratitude to my colleagues who are members of the Church of Christ and the Methodist Church and the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints for explaining Catholic doctrine today. As a person who was raised Catholic and is a practicing Catholic, I deeply resent this new line of attack from the right wing that anyone who opposes William Pryor is guilty of discrimination against him because he is a Catholic.
Durbin said he'd not known what Pryor's religion was until Hatch asked the question, and in this exchange with Hatch, he said that senators are not inquiring about a nominee's religious beliefs when they ask for his views on major legal questions of the day.
Is that what we want to have as our standard procedure in the Senate?
Well, certainly not, but that's what it seemed like we were getting to, and that's what bothered a lot of people on this side and a lot of people out there in the public.
Republican Hatch elaborated.
Several members of this committee implicitly, if not directly, questioned General Pryor about his religious beliefs. One senator stated, in General Pryor's case, his beliefs are so deeply held that it is very hard to believe, that they are not going to deeply influence the way he comes about saying, I will follow the law.
Durbin, though, wasn't buying.
The Catholic Church opposes the death penalty. Judge Pryor is in favor of it. I'm not going to ask Senator Sessions to make a judgment as a Methodist whether that makes him a good Catholic or not. I hope you understand how complicated this is becoming because you raised this issue.
Religion was not the only bone of contention at yesterday's hearing. Democrats have been trying to investigate further the possibility that Pryor misled the committee in his testimony about his activities vis-a-vis the Republican Attorneys General Association, known as RAGA. Pryor conceived of and founded the organization in 1999 to raise money for GOP candidates for attorney general. But at his confirmation hearing and in subsequent sworn written testimony, he denied soliciting contributions for the group from Alabama companies and denied knowing about a committee of corporate leaders set up to raise money for RAGA. 3 weeks ago, a former employee of RAGA, however, gave the committee documents that appeared to contradict Pryor's testimony. Democrats said today that Republican staffers had prevented any meaningful investigation of the matter, while Republicans said that the woman who gave the committee the documents had refused to be questioned until she got a lawyer. Democrats shot back that last week some Republican senators were calling for the woman's criminal prosecution. Democrat Charles Schumer.
This has the aspect of small-town justice. Somebody brings up something you don't like, and you hit them with a 2x4 and said, you may be a criminal, and then when they get a lawyer afraid, you say, they won't answer questions. This is crazy.
But Republican John Kyle of Arizona said the Democrats were just stalling.
I've never seen so many red herrings in my life. But the bottom line is we need to get to the consideration of this nominee.
Finally, Democrats sought to invoke a committee rule that during the years Bill Clinton was president was used effectively by Republicans to prevent committee votes on nominees. The rule states that if there is an objection to bringing a matter to a vote, debate shall be terminated only with 10 votes in the affirmative, one of which must be cast by the minority. With no Democrat willing to cast that one vote, Chairman Hatch interpreted the rule differently, saying that it was meant to provide a mechanism to force a vote on a recalcitrant chairman. When Democrats pointed to Hatch's remarks in 1997, stating his understanding of the rule as the Democrats have now stated it, Hatch had this to say.
And I apparently was wrong back then when I made that argument. I don't have to have a member of the other side vote with me for me as a committee chairman to call a vote.
Hatch said the time had come to vote.
This is the fifth time we've called for a vote. It seems unseemly that we got to just keep delaying and delaying this vote. All we want is a vote up and down.
And so the committee voted 10-9 to send the prior nomination to the floor, prompting this observation from Democrat Richard Durbin.
This morning, what have we achieved for William Pryor? We have had a shabby injection of seemly ads relative to religion into this effort. We have an unfinished investigation raising serious ethical questions, and now the icing on the cake, we're going to strong arm a vote out of this committee, violating a rule of the committee and reversing a position which you took in 1997. This is a perfect send-off for this nominee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.